a joyful time to watch the Sunday school teacher to present the story of the birth of Jesus.
我们实在很欢喜看到主日学的老师们给我们来把耶稣降生的故事用戏剧的方式来把它演出。我们今天这个关于耶稣降生的主要的信息是耶稣是新生的君王，他是身为犹太人的王。我们从马太福音第一章我们知道耶稣是神的儿子，他就是神，然而借着圣灵创造的工作，在玛利亚的腹中创造了耶稣的肉身，因此耶稣的出生和其他任何人的出生是完全不一样的，不是约瑟跟玛利亚同房而有的出生。耶稣的出生是圣灵在玛利亚的腹中所成就的超自然的怀孕，使神的儿子在这个世上出生成为一个真正的人，有人的肉身和人性，只是他没有人的罪性，他不犯罪。那么为什么这三位占星家说耶稣是身为犹太人的王呢？其实在马太福音的第一章，马太这位作者他记载耶稣的家谱，追溯耶稣的先祖，耶稣是大卫的子孙，也就是说他是大卫的后裔。大卫是以色列中最伟大的一位君王，神和大卫立约，而且神应许大卫要为他建立王朝，使大卫的子孙当中有一位永远坐在宝座上为君王，并且使大卫的国成为一个永远的国度。所以耶稣他的降生其实就应验了，才真正应验了神给大卫的应许。所以我们开始的时候读了以赛亚书第九章第六节，说到神应许以色列人有一位婴孩要为他们而生，有一个儿子要赐给他们，政权要担在他的身上，他的肩上。这位婴孩他的名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君，他就是神。所以神的儿子耶稣成为一个真正的人，他身为犹太人的王，他应验神给大卫的应许，他的政权和平安将永无穷尽，他在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平跟公义使国坚立稳固，从那时直到永远。但是东方的三位占星家来敬拜婴孩耶稣，就显明耶稣不但是犹太人的王，他是全世界的人的君王。在古代的世界，朝见君王的时候带礼物来献给君王是很重要的，所以这三位占星家他们因为是占星家，所以他们能够从天上星宿来察知，也是神给他们的启示，使他们知道有一位身为犹太人的王的婴孩诞生，因此他们就带了礼物来献给耶稣，来敬拜耶稣。而他们带给耶稣的礼物，黄金、乳香和没药，都是很贵重、很不寻常的东西，是适合于献给君王的。今天我们欢庆耶稣的降生，他是以色列的弥赛亚，
君王。然而天使向约瑟显现的时候，吩咐约瑟给这个玛利亚从圣灵受孕所生的婴孩起名叫耶稣，因为他要把自己的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来。这位弥赛亚君王，他来是为他的百姓带来属灵的拯救，使他们从他们的罪中被拯救出来。但是这个拯救也是他打败他的敌人，被加冕成为弥赛亚君王。所以今天我们欢庆耶稣的降生，他不但是我们的救主，他也是我们的君王。我们应当怎么样来欢庆呢？这三位博士给我们立了榜样，这三位占星家他们来敬拜耶稣，所以我们也应当要敬拜他。我们不是只是用诗歌来赞美他，我们应当用我们整个生活，我们接受他君王的统治，我们顺服他的，遵守他的命令。但是另外一方面，我们也应当像这三位占星家，我们应当朝见我们的王，要带贵重的礼物来献给他。我不知道大家认为在你的所拥有的一切当中最贵重的是什么。使徒保罗劝勉我们，基于神的怜悯跟恩典，我们应当把我们自己当作活祭献上给他。他说你们这样做是圣洁的，是理所当然的，你们如此敬拜乃是理所当然的。 Today our message is Jesus the newborn king. Jesus is the son of God. He is God. Through the creation work of the Holy Spirit, He created a flesh, a human body for Jesus, the Son of God. In the womb of Mary, the Holy Spirit created the flesh of Jesus. Therefore, the birth of Jesus is different from any human beings. Human beings was born because of their parents, but Jesus' birth is the work of the Holy Spirit. He created a human body for Jesus in Mary's womb. So the Son of God was born to this world, and he became a real man. He has human bodies, human natures, but he has no sin. Why he was called the King of the Jews? In the first chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew, he traced Jesus' ancestors to David. Jesus is David's offspring, so he is called the Son of David. And David is the greatest king in the nation of Israel. God made a covenant with him and promised to build a dynasty for him. God's promise for David is there will be a son of David sitting on his throne, and his kingdom will be an eternal kingdom. So the birth of Jesus fulfilled the prophecy or the promise that God gives to David. The passage that we read at the very beginning of our service, a child is born to us, a child is given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, His ever-expanding peaceful government will never end. He will rule on David's throne and over His kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. So Jesus did fulfill the promise that God gave to David. He is the Son of God, and He is also the Son of David. He will sit on the throne of David forever. His kingdom is eternal kingdom. But the three astrologers came from the Far East to worship Jesus. This also shows Jesus is not only the King of the Jews, He is also the King of the universe, the King of the Gentiles. In ancient world, whenever people come to worship the king, they will bring precious gifts to the king. This is very important to show their respect. The three astrologers, the gifts that they bring to Jesus is gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These three things are very precious and extraordinary gifts, and it's appropriate for giving to a king. Today we celebrate the birth of Jesus. He is our Savior, because the name Jesus means He will save His people from sin, from their sin. So Jesus is our Savior, but He is also our King. As we celebrate His birth, how should we celebrate? We should follow the example of the three astrologers. First, we should worship Him like the three astrologers came from Far East all the way to worship baby Jesus. But the worship that we give to Jesus is not just singing praise songs or giving praise through our mouth. We should worship Him in deeds. We should live a life obeying His command. We should obey His word. With the life of obedience, we worship our King Jesus. And we also shall follow the example of the three astrologers. We shall bring gifts for Jesus, our King. I don't know what gifts you think is the most precious for you. The Apostle Paul, he give us the exhortation. He tell us to offer our body as a living sacrifice to Jesus Christ, our Lord. And this is holy. Also, we worship Him with this precious gift of ourselves, offering as a living sacrifice to Him is what we should do in response to His salvation. So, we want everyone to really reflect upon the truth that Jesus, He was born to be the King. He is not only the King of the Jews, but He is the King of the whole universe. So let us do worship Him with all our heart. And also, we will bring the gift of ourself. I mean, we give our body as a living sacrifice, as a gift for our King, our Lord Jesus Christ. So let us continue to sing two Christmas carols. 其实刚刚应该你们维持站，因为我还要祝福，所以请你们再站起来。对不起。 好，我们来祷告。我们再天上的父，再一次向你献上我们的赞美和感恩，实在每一年年末岁末年终，有一个机会让我们来欢庆我们救主耶稣基督的降生，再一次提醒我们，为了拯救我们，神的儿子道成肉身，来为我们担当罪的刑罚，救我们脱离死亡。 使我们可以得生命。主啊，真是帮助我们像三博士一样的过一个敬拜你的生活，并且把我们自己的身体当作活祭献上，为你而活。Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this special season. Every year, at the end of the year, at the beginning of a new year, we have this opportunity to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God. He came flesh for us to die on the cross as a substitute for us in order that our sins may be forgiven and we can receive an eternal life from Him. We pray that you will help every one of us to live a life of worship, not just use our mouth to worship, but give our life as a living sacrifice, give our body as a living sacrifice to live for you. In this way, we give worship to our Lord, our Savior, and our King, Jesus Christ.
愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，天父上帝的慈爱， 圣灵的交通和感动，常与我们同众人同在，从今时直到永永远远。May
the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever.